Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, May 26th. Currently with partly cloudy skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southeast at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.16, and the dew point is 55 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Well, swimming pools are set to open across Shawnee County. Roxanne Stewart has more.
At the Thursday meeting of the County Commission, Parks and Rec Director Tim Laurent gave a report on the pool situation. KSNT reports Laurent said all county pools are ready to open fully staffed and in good shape, with the exception of the wave pool at Midwest Health Aquatic Center, where work on a leak is taking place. Commission Chair Bill Rippon said it's important that the county keep all the pools open in the summer. All facilities will open at noon on Saturday. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The new National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan is open now. The highly secure federal disease lab is made of steel and concrete and will study dangerous animal-borne diseases and others impacting livestock. The goal is to protect the food supply, and the Kansas-based lab will be vital in the nation's effort. The lab has 280 employees now and should have more than 400 when it's fully operational next year in Manhattan. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas unemployment rate remained at 2.9% in April, and that's with a hiring uptick of 300 in government positions and a decline of 500 people holding private sector jobs. The Kansas Department of Labor and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the estimate of joblessness held at the 2.9% level reported each month since November. Metropolitan areas in Kansas experienced slight declines in April, and the Kansas City market dipped to 2.8%. Kansas's rate surged in April 2020 at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic to 12.4%, but retreated to 3.5% in April 2021, and in April 2022, the rate stood at 2.4%. In the most recent 12-month period, the number of seasonally adjusted non-farm jobs, a combination of private sector and government employment, increased in the state by 32,100, and the majority of that growth, nearly 28,000 jobs, was in the private sector. State Labor Department economist Nathan Kessler said average hourly earnings for the private sector in Kansas had climbed 3.8% from April 2022 to April 2023. He said although inflation continues to grow faster than hourly earnings in the private sector, several industries have experienced growth in real wages, most notably in the manufacturing, leisure, and hospitality sectors. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said Kansas had 1.47 million employed residents and 44,000 unemployed residents. The Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, has recently announced that the 2024 State Wrestling Tournament will be held in Salina. In a news release, KSHSAA Wrestling Administrator Mark Lentz said that due to scheduling issues, the 2024 tournament that is normally held at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes is being moved to the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. He said the KSHSAA completely understands the scheduling situation with Fort Hays State University, as they and the city of Hayes have been and continue to be a great partner with the KSHSAA and their member schools. With the venue change for 2024, the format for the 3-2-1A boys, 4A boys, and the 4-1A girls will be altered into a three-day tournament format, and the tournament will be held on Thursday, February 22nd through Saturday, February 24th. The changes include 3 days of competition weigh-in for each division, 8 mats will be used for the competition on Thursday and Friday, 4 mats will be used on Saturday for all consolation semifinals and medal matches, all wrestlers will wrestle 2 matches on Thursday, the number of rounds on Friday will be determined later, and on Saturday, all medal winners will wrestle, leading into 3 mats of championship finals concurrently. And finally, KSHSAA announced that the schedule will be released at a later date. The Norton Lake in Norton County is in a blue-green algae warning, and a warning status indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure. Contact with the water body should be avoided. And when a warning is issued, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends precautions to be taken that include signage should be posted at all public access locations. Inhalation of spray and aerosols may be harmful. Lake water is not safe to drink for pets or livestock. Lake water, regardless of blue-green algae status, should never be consumed by humans. Water contact should be avoided. Fish may be eaten if they are rinsed with clean water and only the fillet portion is consumed while all the other parts are discarded. Do not allow your pets to eat dried algae. If the lake water contacts your skin, wash with clean water as soon as possible and avoid areas of visible algae accumulation. Blue-green algae looks much like other, more common algae, but they're really a type of bacteria called cyanobacteria, and contact with high concentrations of the cyanobacteria can cause illness. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment samples recreational bodies of water for blue-green algae when they are alerted to a potential algae bloom, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment then issues a public health watch or public health warning based on either the presence of certain toxins, the number of cyanobacteria cells in the water, or a combination of the two. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Bureau of Reclamation cooperate with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment when a watch or warning is issued to alert the public about potentially harmful algae blooms. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/hab. In Nebraska news, on Thursday, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic Act, Legislative Bill 276, which was introduced by Senator Anna Weishart. This bill provides increased access to mental health and substance abuse treatment in Nebraska, and Weishart said this bill is going to do a lot of good for a lot of people in Nebraska. Federally certified clinics will provide outpatient mental health and substance use services in communities across the state, and Nebraskans can also receive screenings, risk assessments, and crisis mental health services at the clinics. Since the bill has an emergency clause, it goes into effect immediately. United States Attorney Stephen Russell said that 30-year-old Seth Hansen of Grand Island was sentenced on Wednesday by the senior U.S. District Court judge to 140 months in prison following his conviction for distribution of 50 grams or more of a methamphetamine mixture after the Nebraska State Patrol Crime Lab confirmed the presence of at least 50 grams of pure meth. The court said that the sentence was enhanced because Hansen was carrying a knife and a taser while dealing drugs and because he had a prior conviction for robbery, which is a serious violent felony. After Hansen completes his prison sentence, he will also serve 8 years on supervised release as there's no parole in the federal system. According to court documents, in January of 2022, Hansen was stopped by police in Grand Island after committing a traffic violation. Officers searched his car and found marijuana, a meth pipe, and 2 bags of methamphetamine that weighed about 54 grams, along with a knife with a 3.5-inch blade in his waistband and a taser in the center console. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a railroad crossing project will begin June 2nd on U.S. 136 in Oxford. The crossing repair work is being done by the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, and drivers should follow the marked detour. The work is anticipated to take 2 days. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs Office, or KCVAO, Veterans Cemetery Program, invites everyone to attend Memorial Day services on Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m. at the four state veteran cemeteries. All four state cemeteries, Fort Dodge, Fort Riley Manhattan, Waukene, and Winfield, will host services at the same time this year. All are welcome to attend and honor veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for this nation, and seating is limited, so please feel free to bring your own lawn chairs. Kansas Senate Bill 19 was signed into law in 1999, authorizing the construction of four state veteran cemeteries. And the construction of the cemeteries was made possible by applying for and receiving a 100% funded grant from the Department of Veterans Affairs Federal Cemetery Grants Program. Fort Dodge was the first cemetery dedicated in 2002, and the last cemetery constructed, Fort Riley, Manhattan, was dedicated in 2009. The KCVAO has interred over 4,500 eligible veterans and family members in the four cemeteries. You can visit kcva.ks.gov/veteran-cemeteries for more information about the location of each cemetery. In April, Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas announced that they would be receiving updated technology thanks to a $2,171.50 grant from the Norton County Community Foundation. The technology will be utilized at their Frontier Developmental Center location and group living locations, which serve people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities in Norton. DSNWK will benefit from upgrades in its Google Meet hardware, Wi-Fi tablets, and security gateway and switches, and this technology will help bridge the distances within the 18-county region served by DSNWK. The experiences discovered in the recent pandemic further proved that the need to meet and conduct appropriate aspects of services virtually. And because technology is ever-evolving, these updated hardware and devices will make DSNWK less vulnerable to security threats. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud stated that they're always looking for ways to improve their facilities and address the needs of both the people they serve and the staff who serve them, and these technology improvements will directly influence their lives. The peak of summer travel across our nation's highways is about to begin, and the Kansas Highway Patrol wants to remind everyone, including the Norton Police Department, that they'll have additional enforcement now through June 4th for the annual Click It or Ticket campaign, which encourages seatbelt and child safety use for occupants of all ages. The Kansas Highway Patrol will be focusing on areas of occupant protection, impaired driving, distracted driving, and other traffic safety issues. And throughout this campaign, law enforcement will also educate and enforce the importance of being properly restrained inside vehicles, because buckling up is the simplest thing that can be done inside a vehicle to limit injury and save your life during a crash. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that he wants to thank the drivers that take their safety seriously and buckle up every trip. And he also wants people to know that in the interest of saving lives, day or night, the Norton Police Department is committed to vigorously ticketing violators of adult seatbelt and child safety laws, as well as other traffic infractions. Memorial Day is one of the busiest travel holidays in America, and everyone is reminded to make sure that all of your travelers take the time to fasten their seatbelts, as those few seconds could be the ones that save your life or the life of someone you love. If it has been several seasons since you last reviewed your homeowner's insurance policy, the next round of storms could bring an unwelcome surprise, because inflation and rising construction costs, along with gaps in coverage, could mean that your home is underinsured. Insurance carriers reported over 30,000 claims in Kansas during the peak of last year's storm season, so it's important to review your current coverage to ensure that your home is sufficiently covered. And it's your responsibility to update your coverage in case of a loss. Not all policies cover expenses such as water and windstorm damage, debris or tree removal, severe backup due to flooding, sump pump failure, or additional living expenses if a disaster forces you from your home. For more information about homeowners coverage, you can visit Home and Renters Insurance page on the department's website. And should you need to file a claim this season, you can consult the Homeowners Claim Settlement Guide or contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484. You can also visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. Graveside services with military honors for James Jim Moore, 78, of Norton, will be held today, Friday, May 26th at 11 a.m. at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 76 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 58. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could also produce heavy rain. It should be partly sunny Saturday with a high near 79 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 58 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Saturday night. On Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 79 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy Sunday night with a low around 56. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, Memorial Day, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 83. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 86. On Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 86. And on Thursday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, with a high near 83. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southeast at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.15, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Caster. Realignment is the name of the game in college football right now, with teams and conferences constantly fluctuating and shifting at who will play where coming up in this season and the next few seasons down the line in college football. And Paul Meyerberg of USA Today joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the Big 12 and if they'll seek for any other teams from the Pac-12 specifically to join them, and how the Big 12 should look to do realignment going forward.
It does work to the Big 12's advantage, therefore, to expand in your footprint. And like you said, it just makes so much sense for them to go out into Arizona, bring Colorado back, and unite Utah and BYU, that you want to say it's obviously going to happen. Nothing is obvious, but it seems to make such perfect sense. And if they do that, then the Pac-12, I mean, it integrates on its own volition because there's no teams left. But I think the Pac-12 and the Big 12, that's a good partnership for those four schools. So I'd like to see that happen. I don't know if it is in the next 3 or 4 years, but if the Pac-12 falls apart, you have to assume those four will join the Big 12.
KI in Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound, or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt, or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Well, good morning. We have a flood watch in effect for northwestern Kansas through tomorrow morning. A couple of flood warnings posted southwest of Colby and just to the west of Hill City. This is where we've had some heavy downpours of rain due to slow-moving storms. Those areas of storms now festering over southwestern Nebraska. An upper-level ridge remains over the upper Mississippi Valley, pushing drier air into eastern Kansas today. That means the best chances of storms will be over central and western Kansas. This weekend, a severe weather threat over extreme southwestern Kansas Saturday night and over the western one-third of Kansas on Sunday night due to some large hail and strong winds that may occur. Our forecast for northwestern Kansas, that flood watch in effect with today's high in the low 70s. North central Kansas, an isolated storm with a high in the low 80s. Sunny low 80s in northeast Kansas. Scattered storms in southwest Kansas with a high in the low 70s. South central Kansas, a few thunderstorms this afternoon, are high 82. Sunny and low 80s again in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, of course, in the hog market right now, unfortunately, it's still tremendous liquidation taking place. Some of that impetus from the cold storage report on Wednesday. And, of course, livestock side or cattle side, we, it looks like, had most of the cattle cleaned up as far as the cash trade is concerned. And in Kansas, at least, steady trade has taken place at 171. Now, we're higher market today in the grains. Wheat futures up 12 to 13. Corn futures anywhere from 3 to 9 cents higher. Soybeans anywhere 12 to 13 cents higher. Weather models, which were expecting more moisture in 11 to 15 days, that's starting to reverse, going to a much drier pattern that will continue. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family.